Goedemiddag.
Amar Avina Amar Lirav Mishar Shever Nasan Hachi Amar Hela Mishmei Di Gemara Lo Nichroch Inish Matzo Mar Bahade Hadade.
That's not the original Hela.
We're not Hela Zaken.
Right. That's an Amara. Because Hela Zaken lived as Manabias.
Right.
Right.
So
that's right. It's the hill later is not this hill.
This hill was Namor?
Yeah.
Okay. So lo nichroch inish matzah mar b'hadi hadade v'neicho mishum b'sfir olan matzah b'zman hazeh d'oraisa umar d'rabbanan v'asim mar d'rabbanan umivatile l'matzah d'oraisa. So he says you shouldn't. He's talking after his malabayas. So you shouldn't eat matzah and mar together. You shouldn't be kodesh them together and eat them, because we hold that matzah without the bayas is doraisa, but mar is darabon. So the mar, which is darabon, will be mivatal the matzah, which is doraisa.
Okay.
Rashbam, or I didn't really say anything yet. Matzah is mar is doraisa, mar darabon at the time before is pishili pirkin. Okay. So he says, the Gemara says, Vafilu lamada amar mitzvos e mevatlos zozo hani mili deoraisa v'deoraisa o derabanan v'derabanan. So even if you hold that really in general, mitzvos are not mevatlos zozo, so that's only by...
So that's machlekes, right?
Right. So even if you're of the opinion that mitzvos e mevatlos zozo, that's only if both are deoraisa or both are derabanan. Aval deoraisa v'derabanan asi derabanan mevatlos deoraisa. So even the one who holds in general, mitzvot ein mevatlos, if it's a doraisa and a derabanan, he holds the derabanan will be mevatel the doraisa.
Because the derabanan copy the doraisa is a rishus.
Right.
So we be able to the
derabanan. Will you be able to the derabanan?
Yeah.
Good question.
Because unless it goes one way, the Gemara only says it one way.
Well, it doesn't say that the mevatel hadadi, in other words, they don't say they cancel out each other, it just says one is mevatel the other. So why would you say that you're not yotzei?
Before it says mevatel zuzu.
But that's derisa and derisa.
Right.
Or derabon and derabon. But the rest of them, no. Apparently, the mar is okay.
You just said the reason is because the Rabbanan is Rishus?
Rabbanan Lugav Dereis is Rishus.
So what is that? So why is that Mevatel Lugareis?
Because, let's take a look at the Rashbam.
Okay, so he says, Afilu Manda Amar, right? Even Afilu Manda Amar, Dechevet Dechi Hadadei Ninu. So he says, Gemara had said, even according to the one who holds Mezazei Mevatelis, right? So he says, Dechevet Dechi Hadadei Ninu, Kulu Kiyo Mitzvus Ninu, Velo Mevatel Hadadei.
Okay, so that seems to make sense. Because they both came, it's just and they're not mevatel each other. Okay, but the next one's going to be difficult.
But the rest of Rabbanan, they both came, it's also.
The rest of the Rabbanan, no. The Cheftos shel the Rabbanan is a different Cheftos. It's a Rishus Lugabe the Rishus.
Yeah, but Rashbam puts it in the context of Kiyam Mitzvahs.
What?
He puts it in the context of
Kiyam Mitzvahs. No, Kiyam Mitzvahs is a Cheftos. How could the Rabbanans be a Rishus? So the rest listen to the Rabbanan, but the Chefta Shel the Rabbanan is a separate Chefta. Didn't exist in the time of Torah.
So you're saying Kiyam
Mitzvahs?
It's a different men.
It's a Chefta, you're saying?
Yeah, it's with regard to the rest, it's a Rishus. Torah's not Machavi in Mar, Bizman Azeh. It's a Mitzvah Lishma Devir Chama.
Right.
It's from Lososer, but it's a different kind of, but it's not a Chefter Shel Deraisa, otherwise you'd be must follow mitzvahs. It's a different kind of mitzvah.
Right.
Okay, but what does he say?
So, Umevatel, alright, so regarding the Mar, the Rabbanan and the Deraisa, so when the Mar says the Rabbanan, Umevatel, the Deraisa, so Umevatel, the Ta'am Matzah Deraisa.
So what does he mean, the tam? It means
It's like a monofshach, no? Like if it's...
So, I mean, is it because mitzvahs mevatlo zuzu, or is it because you don't have tam matzah?
If you don't have tam matzah, why should it be deraisa derabanan? Who cares? It should always be a problem.
Yeah, it should always be a problem. And how could I have machlokes?
Right.
What would be the case of mitzvahs mevatlos besides like a foods? Would there be another case of mitzvahs mevatlos?
Apparently not.
Do you have a case about the dam soy or dam pan or something like that? Or is that where it comes up also or not?
No. But he seems to be traveling on two rails.
Right.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have tam matzah, so then what's the shayla?
So even another deraisa should also be valid.
What?
Even another deraisa then.
Right, then everybody should just hold it automatically.
No good.
You just don't have matzah.
Because it's like matzah move shalos.
Right.
Matzah move shalos is, you can't be yotzeh because it doesn't have tam.
Right, but you can say that's a den chafsa.
What?
Because that chafsa has no tam.
Right.
Here the chafsa is really right for tam. Just for maizeh chila, you don't taste it.
It's just the Maisa Chila.
Lacking the Maisa Mitzvah.
But then you don't have the Maisa Mitzvah. So then it doesn't matter.
No, I'm saying the halacha from Maisa Mishals can show you that it's like a hafgal, the Shem Mansa from the Chefta. So that's really makif. That you're not Yotzah.
You mean either Chefta when you put it in his mouth, it does have time.
Right.
But it won't experience time.
But you don't taste right, exactly.
But then you still don't have the
Maisa Mitzvah. So then it's still.
Well, still maybe that will.
So bottom line.
I'm just I agree. It's a question of manushach. Either that's a problem for me, the rices, or I agree with that. I'm just saying.
Oh, on a particular.
On the matzah mishal, so you could
be mechali. This question that we were saying before, that because it's a mishal, now he's going to introduce the
red tam. That's a fact.
Right. Sure.
Yes.
Isn't there also a problem because matzah doesn't require tam?
No, matzah does require tam. Because bola matzah yatzah means he doesn't have to chew it. He can swallow it.
Right. But
if you
don't taste it.
If he doesn't taste it, he's still yatzah. But the matzah has to have tam.
That's good. That's
what
I'm saying. Means
so why shouldn't he be yatzah if he's bola?
Right.
Why shouldn't he be yotze?
Well, if it's bola matzah mar biyachad, so then there's no bittul tam.
Right, and bola matzah is
yotze.
Right.
And bola matzah is
yotze. And there, because that's where I got this from.
I mean, but bola mar is la
yotze. Right, but matzah is the chetz has to be right, but you don't actually need to taste it.
I mean, so it's not possible to do, because if he does leisa, so then it'll be mevat latam matzah. If he doesn't do leisa, it won't be yotzei imar.
Maybe that's why. Me'echanam, if you swallow them both, you'll be yotzei matzah.
Yotzei matzah.
You're not yotzei imar, so what are you doing anyway?
I don't know, the whole thing is not... the whole thing is very difficult. And it has no...
But who cares? But you see from that case, you don't have to taste the matzah. In that case, you see it. If you bala matzah is yatsa.
Rabbi, are you also asking the question? I don't know if you're asking this question also, that if the reason is because it's a rishus relative to a chiyuv, then tam shouldn't play a role altogether.
That's right. It should either be because they're both mitzvos, so therefore they're not mavados adadim. That's what it should be. What does it got to do with tam matzah?
But how would that work? That we're just saying somehow?
That would be a question of...
Why would you even think about Mrs. Mavalosis? Like, why would you even... Where do you get that from?
I mean, what's the hakir in general?
Like, yeah, I mean, just,
what is it?
Who cares? Like,
no, you should be able to be kind of all
of
that.
Yeah, is it Mrs. Chavidos Chavidos? Like, that's just...
Chaos. No, that's not...
I'm saying, what's the... Who cares? You did two Mrs. at once.
Well, it sounds like it lacks in the...
Why? How do we?
then you'd have machlekes. And machlekes would be because of the town. So apparently, without the tam, there's no mevatel.
Right.
So the mevatel must be that it changes the character of the cheftz shel mitzvah. It overpowers the character, characteristics. That's the medium to which is mevatel. Okay?
Okay.
In other words, it doesn't have to do with matzah mevushos. It has to do with b'shas achila yachad, so the properties of the matzah are changed. Matzah loses is being overpowered by the powers of the mar.
But just vis-a-vis how it tastes to you, not like vis-a-vis the chatzah.
What?
Vis-a-vis how it tastes to you. To
the right. So since it changes the characteristics of the cheftz shel mitzvah, so it's mevatelet.
What if mar is d'oraisa?
If Mar is d'oraisa?
Right, so why shouldn't you have the same exact problem? Like, shouldn't it be exactly the same halacha?
Okay, that's a good question. And why do you have machlekes there?
Right.
See, that answer is I think, in the Afilu Mandomar, the Rashbam before.
Maybe he means that in this case of if you say Mar is derabanan, so the mitzvah is a masas from Lom Yochlu, like you should eat them together. So then the key, there really is a key of mitzvah of masas from Mar together, and that is the deraisa. It wouldn't be like, Rashbam wouldn't be referring to if you're eating truma or something and masas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not. No. Any, like,
he doesn't say that though. He says,
the key of the key adadi ninu. Ku key of mitzvah ninu.
Ku
mitzvos.
Mitzvah.
Oh. Doesn't it feel that the ninja means they come together? It's matzah mar together.
But it's a generic.
Yeah, but in other words, the vehicle of through a bittul is a change of the characteristics, overpowering the characteristics. So that's only if it's what? If it's
tam.
That's why you need tam. That seems clear. But why shouldn't? What's the machlokas? Right, what's the machlokas? So the question is, like this, the question is, whether since they're all one entity, there's one substratum of a mitzvah,
right.
So there's a tziruf, so it can't have a shem mevatel. Or do we say no, since each individual mitzvah has its own shem, so it's mevatel? Is it totally in the species or in its genetic character?
What do you mean substratum? Don't they all relate to one substratum, Torah?
I don't see what you mean.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
I mean, they all have a shame mitzvah, but then they're individual also. So since they have a shame mitzvah, so they can't be mevatel each other because there's a tziruf. It's a really abstract question. In other words, do I say, since there's one shame mitzvah, so there's a tziruf between them, so you can't have a shem mevatel, so even though it will change the characteristics, but it has to be mevatel, but it can't because it's a mitzvah.
Right. Same thing.
Same thing.
Talking about the same entity.
And when you say that it changes its characteristics and therefore it's mevatelit,
right?
So you don't just mean that. I mean, it seems to me you can't mean simply that like the kiyum matzah just can't exist without like you tasting it, because then it wouldn't make a difference. Then you know there would just be a practical thing, basically.
Right. That's right.
It's not simply a practical phenomenon.
No.
Right. So what's the concept there of being mevatelit? It's not a practical thing. So when the characteristics are altered,
so therefore the identity of the mitzvah as an individual entity of mitzvah, a particular mitzvah, is lost because its characteristics are overpowered.
And that's why the derbanan would be, if they have a derbanan deraisa, it would be Yosef's derbanan, because vis-a-vis the derbanan, they're both mitzvahs.
This is v'derabanan.
If you have derabanan deraisa and you sell.
Your question before.
Right, so that's a derabanan yibiyotze because vis-a-vis the derabanan, they're both mitzvah. The deraisa doesn't register the derabanan. That's right. Vis-a-vis the deraisa, the derabanan derishos, but vis-a-vis the derabanan, they're both the same.
Right.
The same mitzvah.
Right.
Well, that would be a machlokes.
So that would be a machlokes.
Right.
It would fall down on the two sides of the other one.
Right, exactly. Right. What I'm saying is put corn outside, right. Corn outside. That's how it could go one way, not the other.
Right. So does this make sense?
What is mevatel mean, like your maisa chila becomes like a maisa chila only mara? How's the batal working? Isn't this matzah and didn't you eat it? But why are you not yotzi in mitzvah chiyos? Because that's matzah.
Because the visuality of the identity of the chefter is lost.
Is
not
really matzah anymore?
It's not right. It's not in the lost its individual shame in the mitzvah.
And like, maybe because it's one because it's one maisa mitzvah?
No. Because since it was overpowered, its characteristics were overpowered, so it loses its individuality. But it can take place in the individual. In the individual shame of the mitzvah. It's the shame that's the important thing. But the vehicle is the same. The vehicle is that it overpowers the characteristics of the other chafza. Okay. Is it good?
But
sounds good.
They both overpower each other. It's not like one wins.
Okay.
So Montana?
Yeah, Montana.
Okay. So Montana, the Shamus Lay, Mitzvos Ein Levahal Zuazu. So who's the Tana who holds that Mitzvos Ein Levahal Zuazu? So Hillel, so it's Hillel and Tana, right? The originally Hillel and Shammai. The Tanya, Amru Lav Al Hillel, Shaya Korchon Bevasachas Veochlan, Shneamar Al Matzus Sumarom Yochlu. So it's Hillel, because the Brisa says they said about Hillel that he would be korech them all at once and eat them. And it says Al Matzus Sumarom Yochlu. So clearly he would eat matzah more together. Is Mana Mikdash?
Right, is any Rosh Bamanas?
No, the
Yehul
is the next one.
No,
why is it?
Korchon Vasachas, there is a Rosh Ban.
Yeah, Korchon Vasachas. Pesach Matzah Mor, Korchon Krach Echad, Kmo Korcho Begami. So you take the Pesach, Matzah, and Mor, and Korech all of them in one Krach. Like Gemara and Erev has another case of Korech.
So he holds Pesach's included.
Right.
A Matzah Mor Yehulu means. Not the matzah mar,
right.
You have to be together, but the Pesach matzah mar.
Right.
Okay.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan cholken alav chavir aval hil. Yochel yehi korchon bevasachas ve'ochlan kiderach shahilil ochlan. Tamad lomar. Matzah sumurim yochlu. Afilu zebif ne'atzma ve'zebif ne'atzma.
That's all unlike the Rajman. And that was Rabbi Yochanan's memory, and the Gemara is asking to honor Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, the whole place just gets away from that. But, at a price. But, the Rajbam went his plane. Chokon of Chavir, a little sanya. Yechol yehi korachon b'vasachas v'ochon g'dar shol v'ochon tam lama matzmer yechlu. I tell, let's take the Rajbam. Feels over v'nasma.
So
yechlu
who?
Kol echa b'fnei
atzma? Medloksiv yochlu. Right? It doesn't say yochlu, it says yochlu hu. Va'ano yidah de apesach kai, tachsiv le'el ve'ochlu as abasar.
So how does he distinguish, how is his lima different than Hillel's?
Because it says, the question is why does it say yochlu hu?
Right. According to what, the second one?
According to... Which second?
How does
Yochanan, right?
Right.
And he learns, why does it say Yochlu Hu? I know it's talking about Pesach because it's from before. So you don't have to tell me Yochlu Hu to mean eat the Pesach. That we already know.
Right.
So what's it end by saying Yochlu Hu? It means you can eat it. It is each one individually.
Right. Reflexive on the Masus
Mura. Right. And you know, what does Hul do with that? Because he's the same Pesach. I'm a level with Yochlu Hu.
I mean, is that a problem? according to Hillel? Like, why is it extra?
I mean, very good, very good. You're learning good. Hillel doesn't dash enough from Yochel
Hu. Right. It's just shot.
Yes, on Matzah Mer.
Right.
Right. So, and the extra who is Hillel doesn't dash.
Right. It's going back on the Pesach.
It's going back on the Pesach. Right.
Even though it's extra.
You know, it's actually, I mean, that's what happens with Limudim. Like the Gemara says, Ki Levesil Lakasha.
Is it?
Ki Levesil Lakasha. There's an extra key, word key.
Right.
So so different Tanayim have different ways of dashing. It's very hard to know. Yeah. But you did right. He doesn't dash in Yachlu. Because you can't say dash in Yachlu means together. Because then it'll be Tati Yidisasri, it'll be Svars Fuchos. So he just says, he'll just dashes on Matzah Mer. Yochlu is just present because that's the end of the pasuk. That's the Maaseh Achila should be together.
Well, can you say that he holds that the opposite to Rashbam saying that it's going on the Sar Pesach?
What?
So Rashbam saying that it doesn't, Bani Yodina, so maybe saying Yochlu, he'll saying that it goes on the Sar Pesach.
Yeah, but then you're going to have a problem because it'll be Svar Sefuchas, because the other one holds Yochlu is telling you that it's going on each one individually. And you're saying you're going to say Hill says Yochlu means you eat them together. So you can't say that. It would be like two different opposites.
He doesn't learn the
Yitura for Yochlu. He doesn't dash in Yitura.
Right.
Right?
It's just like the Pasuk itself. No? Right. You eat the Pesach with Matzah Mer together.
You eat it together, Matzah Mer.
Hill holds your only Yotze together?
Plashtus, yes.
Okay, so how do you know that Hill holds mitzvos even about Lazud Zu? Maybe Hill holds that's the mitzvah here.
That's Teis Kasha.
Oh, it is?
Teis Kasha.
It's good Kasha.
But plain shot is Hill holds, it's no different than anywhere else.
And according to the Chamim,
yeah. Oh, well, let's get this. Three shittas.
Three shittas?
Yeah. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds Cholkin Lav Chaver Al Hillel D'Sanya. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So... You see the Rashbam Itmer Hilchasilo Vashilo Itmer Hilchasilo Kilvlok Ravonim?
Yeah.
Go through that Rashi.
Should that now or do the Gemara first?
Let's do the Gemara first. Unless you wanted to find what we did up till now. That Hill holds, you need them. Well, let's define these two. Hill holds, you must have a Korach. You must have all three together. What?
Right.
Korach, yeah. Right. You must have all three. Pesach Matzah Mer, and the Rabbanon hold Zebefnei Asma. That there's no Mila in Karach, right?
But you could do it anyway.
But you could do it, but there's no Mila. Is it better to do it? What do you? What does Rashbam say?
I mean, the Gemara up to this point said afila. Does afila mean that it's not as good?
Because he
brings
it up in the next.
That's the Gemara. That's Rabbanu's question.
He talks about the Rabbanu of the Brisa. They're modi lahu of the Krif
Nami Shabbat. Nami Shabbat. Yeah, so it's mashma. They're even. Even. They're even. In other words, it's optional. It's optional. According to the Rabbanan of the Brisa, it's optional.
Works either way.
Works either way. So the question is, where do you find a mitzvah that is an optional mitzvah? Just do whatever you want. And there's no tzuras on mitzvah.
But they hold because mitzvah is same avalos, so it just doesn't matter.
They hold mitzvah same avalos.
So what's the difference?
So what's the difference?
Things that register so that you ate them together.
Right. Yeah, but why is it optional?
It's not optional. Just you have to eat tomorrow.
separately. It doesn't matter. So eat them together, you just equally eat them separately.
That's what's the machlokes between Hillel and the Rabbanan.
Oh, is there a chiyuv to eat them together? Is there... So if you say there's no chiyuv, then you could.
So, well, what's the machlokes there? He's telling if there's a chiyuv. I know, that's the facts. Well, what's the svar?
So you ask, like, why do Rabbanan hold this?
Yeah, what's the svar on the machlokes?
Question is whether when they come together to create a new entity or not.
No. Because then you wouldn't have any mitzvah of Zozo. If it creates a new entity, then it wouldn't be a question of Hill holding mitzvah same vowels or so.
Right.
That's the discussion. Maybe it creates a new entity.
Whatever.
Difference. But he doesn't know. Rashbam doesn't know.
You're
saying
in Rav Ashi or Rav Yochanan?
No, Rav Yochanan is the third. There's three shittas. But we're going to define, let's try to define the first two we passed. Rabbi Yochanan holds it has to be, you must have korech, and the Chacham Mod could do it either way, either korech or else a field zev, if necessary, a field zev, an asma.
You mean,
hold on,
the Gemara.
Rabbi Yochanan holds you can't
do it.
Rabbi Yochanan holds you can't. But the Chacham hold, the Brisa, the Chacham of the Brisa holds that you can do it either way you want. So what's the machlekes between? Let's take the first. May I simplify? Let's take the first two. First. What's the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and between the Chacham? You must have the Maisa Achil to be Mitzaref. What did Rabban hold?
The Lila.
What's the Lila?
Oh, you're eating them all the same night. That's the
Mitzaref.
The
Cheftzos are Mitzaref. The Cheftzos. These Cheftzos are Mitzaref themselves.
You mean, intrinsically?
Intrinsically.
Conceptually?
Because they're conceptually, they're related. In other words, the Cheftzos themselves are Mitzaref. The tzirf is in the cheftos, because the nature of the cheftos are that they're mitzurafim. As long as you eat them at the same time.
Because like the conceptual nature of these mitzvos?
That's right.
Right.
The conceptual nature of the mitzvos is mitzaref. As long as you provide you eat them at the same time. But you don't have to be korech them, and you don't have to be maisa krecha to be mitzaref them. You don't need a maisa mitzarefus.
Right.
Okay.
I mean that one mitzvah is like suited, so to speak, to the other mitzvah. When you say the conceptual nature is that, then one is like aligned.
Right.
It's interesting. You only say what you say by because like the specific nature of the mitzvah, so like they're tied to their concepts.
Right.
That like I mean halachically can form inside here.
Right.
I mean, Hillel is just saying halachically, how is that mitzvah? It's just the concepts of mitzvahs. It's not a halachic
right.
Mitzvah.
Right.
Right.
So Hillel demands that you do a maisa mitzvah. Okay?
Right.
Okay, one more shita. Well, let's take the Rashbams.
We already did Rashbams on
Maskul of the Lord of Rashi.
So should you do the Gemara first? Maskul of
the Lord? Oh, we didn't do it first. Okay, sorry.
There's a Maskul of the Lord of Rashi. Ihachi may afila. So what do you mean afila? Right, if you say that it's yochlu, each one on its own, so it's not afilu, zev tenatzma, zev tenatzma. Elamar Rashi, hai tana hachi katani. Yachol lo yotza bevi decho baso, elam kin korchon bevasachas, veuchlon kiderach Shehilo Ochlan. Talmud Lomar al Matzah Surmar Miyachlu. Afilu Zeb B'nei Atzma V'Zeb B'nei Atzma.
Okay.
So Rashbam, Maskev L'Rav Ashi. V'chulei U'mi U'cholken Alev Chavira K'Rabbi Yochanan Aval Mehacha Lo Shamina. As you're saying, the Shita exists, basically, right?
Yeah, the Shita exists.
But this isn't the source for it.
This isn't the source.
Yeah, what did Rabbi Yochanan hold?
Rabbi Yochanan hold that the Cholkum of Chaver will only hold that the Na'yotze.
Yeah. Who's Mrs.
Mbatla Zuzu? Mrs. Mbatla Zuzu, yeah. So, well, what sheet is that? What do they hold? What's their svara? Have to define them also.
Should we really define Ravashi now?
What?
It just means it's Mahosi Rab or Yochanan Ravashi is a question that's from Batlos?
No, it's a Brisa.
I understand, but it's a question of what is the, does the Brisa hold about Mitzvahs and Batlos or not?
No, the Brisa definitely holds Mitzvahs and Batlos because you can do a filu zeh b'fnei asma.
Isn't there Ravashi's point? Rabbi Yochanan agreed with that?
No, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chaverim argue and hold the Yenayos if they like Hill.
You're not able to tell you because Mrs. Mbatlos.
Because Mrs. Mbatlos.
And Ravashi is saying from that price, I would say no. Really, that's right. Put him together.
That's correct.
And Mrs. Mbatlos.
Mrs. Mbatlos.
So aren't they just arguing whether the price of hold Mrs. Mbatlos, Mrs. Mbatlos?
That's one thing. But the price itself is arguing.
The price is arguing on Hillel, no?
Yeah, because why does Hillel... Yeah, but even if you hold, if Hill holds that mitzvah same of avos lezu, but he holds you must eat them together, so there's something else going on here besides mitzvah same of avos lezu and mitzvah same of avos lezu.
I mean, then we already defined that.
We defined that. I don't know what do you want. What do you want?
No, I'm saying the machlokes Ravashi and Yochanan is a question of mitzvah same of avos.
Is it that that's one Ravashi and Yochanan?
Yeah, there's arguing, does the Bryce hold Mitzvah Mbatlos or Mitzvah Mbatlos?
No, you can't argue on the Bryce. The Bryce definitely says a fibble.
So what
did Yochanan
hold?
So that's what the Rashbam says. Take a look. Umi yucholken lov chaver krib Yochanan, avo mehecha lo sheminin.
Is this third position? Or?
They argue, in other words... Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan, they're saying Rabbi Yochanan made a mistake to bring down this brisa, because this brisa filu, so this brisa is not the one that holds mitzvot mivavos ozu. Okay, because they hold the filu, they hold you can do it the yachad also. All right, so therefore this is the wrong brisa for that position, but he says, but that position does agree, does exist, but not from this brisa. So Rabbi Yochanan's memory is true. There is a position like that.
Right. Not from the reason,
not the right source.
But not from the source.
Doesn't have the right source.
That's right, exactly.
So conceptually, there's nothing additional. It's just a question of where the limit is from.
No, conceptually it's a different shita.
I understand, but I'm saying the criticism of where Rabbi Yochanan got it from is not adding on a new source. It's not adding on a new position conceptually. It's just a question of where he got it from.
He says no machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Ravashi. There's no machlokas, really.
In concept.
Because they agree there's two, there's three. Everybody agrees there's three shitas. It's a question of it.
No, he's saying that Ravashi is opening up this middle shita. But what do you mean there's no machlokas? They all agree there's three shitas, right?
They all agree.
After all said and done, yes.
Even Rabbi Yochanan?
Yes. I mean, take a look at the Rashbam.
So once you have one sheet to that, it has to be done.
Halacha. Source for another halacha.
According to both.
According to everybody.
According to Rabbi Yochanan himself. Can we just say it's the same? Can we say in terms of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, he holds the same with the second sheet that the concepts of the mitzvot are mitzarfin, so you don't eat them together, and now you actually can eat them together because of a separate issue of mitzvot mivalos.
Right. So therefore.
So meaning it's. I don't know if it's really as far. In terms of what we defined before, he agrees with the second sheet. They're not like Hillel.
No, what?
But you don't need to eat them together because the concepts of the mitzvahs are mitzvah, are mitzvahim. So really, in theory, in terms of the mitzvahs themselves, you could eat them together, you could eat them separately. In terms of being yotzei the mitzvah per se, but now you have an external problem, the mitzvahs mevalos zu azu. So you can't eat them together, so now you have to eat them separately. It's like overlapping machlokes.
Leslie. If you have time, you know.
I mean, it's like it would be like overlapping machlokesim, meaning he agrees that with the second shita, you don't need to eat them together.
Because yeah, what you?
You don't need to eat Pesach, Matzah, and Maror all together, because he holds like the second shita that the concepts of the mitzvahs are mitzarif then.
Right.
Just that now there's a problem with eating them together, a separate problem with mitzvahs mivatlos zu azu, which the second shita didn't hold by.
Right.
So it's, I mean, is it new svaras? I mean, it's really just...
Well,
before, no?
I mean, how is he dashing? Yochlu means to tell you that mitzvot mevalos ozu, so you must eat them b'fnei atzma. Right?
And he's dashing the pasuk.
How do you know he's dashing the pasuk?
Do you know what that price is?
That's what he says before. Hasn't he said it before?
Who? The bad Rabbi Yochanan?
Yochlu, kol lecha b'fnei atzma. Mi lo ksiv yochlu, v'nayadana da pesach goy, ksiv lo v'achlos abasa. So it's kol lecha b'fnei atzma.
But don't we not have that b'risa?
Right, that was in
what
the,
do you mean?
Wasn't that in the Meshubah Shabbi Yochanan?
Right, that's really the sheet of you could eat them separately or you eat them together, whichever one you want. It's just teaching the mitzvah of mitzarif is the conceptual content, not the ma'isa achila.
Yibay Yochlu, who is telling you that what? That mitzvah is mevalo zu
azu. What? No. What, isn't that just...
That was before the Gemara asked Moskif. Before the Gemara asked Moskif.
Right.
Yo'al matzah mem yochlu kol lecha b'fnei atzma. Mi lo ksiv yochlu azu.
Right.
Anayit nana pesach koi. Ksiv lu v'alcha yochlu basa. That is before Moskif.
Before Moshe Rabbi Yochanan.
Before Moskif.
So, I mean, when Rabbi Yochanan learned the Brisa, the way he did, how did he, what was his concept from the limud of Yochlu?
The limud of Yochlu is the limud that teaches you the mitzvahs mevalos ozu.
Why?
Why? Because it's telling you, that's what he says. What is it, that's what he says. Kol lecha b'fnei atzma.
Where
do
you
see called
Echad B'fnei
Atzma? In the Rajman.
Yochlu. Isn't that, do we say that that's the machlokes of what's the mitzvah of Matzah Mar? Is it mitzvah yitam one ma'is achila, or is it...
No, but he's dashing before that.
I mean, what's the limit? Why do you need a limit for that?
You need a limit for that.
Do you need a limit to reject the havamin of Hillel, that the ma'is mitzvah is inside? You would think you need a ma'isa mitzvah and sire from Mashal Law. No, even in the in them separately, they're mitzvahim intrinsically.
Right, but so why does he have that limud for?
To teach you that.
No, but that limud is to teach you mitzvahs from Vatla Zuzu. I mean, later, he doesn't have the limud, apparently. But at that point, where the Gemara thought that that's the one that's cholek, so the Gemara thought that that's the limud. Before Moscow.
Right, I understand. But you wouldn't say the limud was just to be motzi from Hillel, and then on top of that you have mevalos. That's not maybe, that wouldn't make sense to learn it that way.
So you have two things? You have two problems? He learns two things from there?
He apparently learns that's where we have to find out what his theory is.
So one is he learns it's not like Hillel, the Mitzarev could be intrinsic, not the Maisach Hillel. So you can even eat them separately, and it's fine. And he also learns you can eat them together from there.
No, I don't understand where you're going.
You can't eat them together. Because mitzvahs, if you wouldn't together, it'd be no good.
Be no good. Why wouldn't it be good?
Because mitzvahs are not those things.
Right. So what two things did you learn?
One is, it says that you could eat them separately. You don't need the ma'isa mechira and tzara for them. And number two is that you have to eat them separately because if you eat them together, they're involved with each other.
Okay.
Right?
Right. So how do you combine those two svaras?
The conceptually related, those two svaras.
I mean, you're learning from Yochlu what?
The Yochlu means you daf have to eat them separately, so you see, learn two things from that. One is apparently...
Well, if you say daf have to eat them separately, you definitely learn that you can't eat them together.
Right.
So it's only one thing.
Well, one is you learn you don't need a mitzvah, they're intrinsically mitzvah, you don't need the ma'isa chayit mitzvah of them, obviously. And two is you learn that you keep them mivat each other if you eat them together.
That there's an intrinsic tziruf.
That's one. You have obviously also have
right.
Torah telling you that way. And two is you learn that they've been about each other if you eat them together.
Right. That's correct.
Right. But I'm saying who says their conception of those two ideas, those two svaras are related? Maybe you just learn them both out from Torah saying dafi eat them separately.
At what?
Once Torah says dafi eat them separately, I can learn out two things, even though they're not shmami natarki.
Right.
Even though they're unrelated svaras.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying that they're...
Just give me a second. That's the Vissel third shita. That third shita holds, really in Svara, there will be a kiyum of being mitzar of them. But you can't be mitzar of them, because if you mitzar of them, it'll be mevatel. So the third Svara holds, amatzim rem yachlu, you must eat them separately. What does it mean you must eat them separately? It means that really, there would be a kiyum of tziruf if you ate them together. But you can't because mitzvahs mevatel zu zu. What?
Does that sound like?
Yeah, that magic means just like a human's market.
Like how the? Is it just because there's two separate systems here? There's a system.
In other words, why is it when the Torah tells you you have to eat them separately? So what are you deriving from that?
Right.
Maybe the that's the derech achila of the chayfets.
To be eaten separately. Okay. That's what I was trying to say. But what do you really
mean? Why do you even have to talk about tziruf? Why intrinsic tziruf not? Once you mevatel, it teaches you mevatel zuzu. You mevatel zuzu, then there's no, you don't need tziruf.
So how does it teach you mevatel zuzu?
You
just
eat them.
So why do you
dafka
have to eat it separately?
Because otherwise, mitzvahs mevatel zuzu.
Right.
Otherwise, mitzvahs mevatel zuzu.
But it's still holding in the formulation of mitzvah you don't require tziruf.
No, you're saying you don't require tziruf?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, once you have the idea of mevatel zuzu, what's the good and what does it help you to talk about tziruf between these things? Because you can't ever do it. Like, it just doesn't seem like it seems like it's an artificial, extrinsic idea.
But then you wouldn't have a mitzvah. So you wouldn't have the formation that's tziruf.
You have to say that there's intrinsic tziruf.
Intrinsic tziruf.
Otherwise, you just couldn't. If you have to eat them together and then you couldn't eat them together, right. They're being.
No, so apparently that there's no.
Just no tziruf
altogether. No way to do the mitzvah?
There's no halacha that you have to eat them together.
So he's arguing that there is a lot of things must be inside there, one mice. But
there's no concept at all that there's anything.
But now you're making it wider now. Why are you making it wider?
There's no shaykhus to tziruf between these.
So why we have to go in the first place to tziruf? That's an arama halokas to say that they agree that such a thing is tziruf.
It's simpler conceptually to not even have a new concept of tziruf when
you make them look as very wide.
No, but you can't say
you'd be nothing in terms.
No, because amatzim rem yachlu is mashmat tziruf.
Yeah, and the whole pshat of eating together, the whole thing.
There is tziruf. Right. I would say he also holds it's tziruf, but he also you can't eat them together because mitzvahs mevatel zuzu.
But he agrees with Hillel, like really in terms of that machlokes, he agrees with Hillel.
I mean that I don't know.
Well.
You don't have to say that.
Don't you say the thing? Do you have to say argues with Hill on that point?
What?
Because Hill's only from Aki being together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that he's definitely. He definitely holds that Hill's wrong. That not like Hill.
Right. So he's going to have to say there's an intrinsic tzir from the other side.
Right, but the pasuk is telling you don't eat them together to create a greater tzir because of the fact that mitzvahs mevatel zuzu.
But you're just saying there would have been a kiyum.
I mean, it's smoother that way.
Right. You're saying there would have been a kiyum.
But it would have been that the Torah would have said anything together like Hill.
Right.
If mitzvahs and mevatel zuzu would have been that way. But you can't do it because mitzvahs and mevatel zuzu.
Even though Hill held the likuv and not for simply a kiyum.
Right.
So, I mean, you mean the other sheet that holds you really could do it either way is holding there's no kiyum.
There's no kiyum.
So they're arguing about whether there would have been a kiyum or not. So
right.
Right. Like, why are you saying that he holds that there would have been a kiyum as opposed to just saying that it's nothing according to him? Like, why is that better than simply saying
I can't prove it. I mean, you could say that he holds that...
Right, I understand. Like, what's driving you to say that? Like, what is it?
Because the mashmos of the pasuk, that Yochlu should eat it separately.
Right.
Is if it's completely here that... if it's completely here that mitzvah mevatel zuzu, that means that there would have been a reason otherwise to eat it together.
I mean, otherwise, why is it going about its way? Like, why did you just tell you this was... Okay.
Right.
I understand.
Okay. So it's smoother.
Right.
It's like... didn't sound like that. Like, it's a funny thing to have the Torah conflict itself.
It's not conflicting itself.
Yeah, because it really should. It really should have.
It's telling you that mitzvahs of Allah zu, and that's why you shouldn't eat them together. That's why you should eat them separately. But it must mean that otherwise, if it weren't, that it would have been as far to eat them together.
Right. So that's a good place to tell you.
Yeah, it's a good place to tell you.
Right. Or else it's just like a random limud over here.
Otherwise, a random limud.
Right. You're saying you really should have eaten them together.
You really should have.
You can't.
Right. So it's three shittas. Krecha is indispensable. It doesn't make any difference. The service in the chafetz. And it would be a kiyum, but can't because of mitzvahs m'val zuzu.
So now that you have halacha m'val zuzu, does that mean that there's no such, like the kiyum is not, would not even fit here, or still the concepts of a kiyum would fit here, it's just because practically it can never come about?
Practically it can never come about. And that's the limud. The limud is yachlu.
Eating them together is like not eating them all.
Is why what?
Eating them together is like not eating them all.
Because they're
mevatel. Right. But I'm just saying the mashmoyas is more mashmoyas.
Right. And Hillel held, but Hillel sheet of mitzvahs aim of alos is zil. So he has to maintain that because he holds that this is the way the Torah formulated the mitzvah.
Right.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have room for it.
Otherwise, he couldn't do it.
So Hillel learns. Mitzvahs aim of
Atlas from
here.
Right. Yes. Yes.
That's why they bring him in here, no?
Yeah, that's why they bring him in.
Right. It's not just like you see Hillel Shita, it's the fact that Torah formulated this according to Hillel. That's
right. That's exactly. Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. I think Hillel makes a lot of sense.
Hillel makes a lot of sense.
Hillel. Because why? It's just funny that the Torah would tell you about a kiyum and not that you couldn't ever do. Isn't that what's driving
Hillel
to say that?
No, but it's letting you hear. It's letting you hear that mitzvah m'val
zuzu.
Don't do it.
Right, but it's funny that there is such a kiyum.
But
you're not saying
there's really a kiyum, Rabbi. You're just saying
it would have
there would have been a kiyum.
That's
not right. That kiyum is there anymore.
No, it's not there. Right.
It's just without telling you, you said there's a kiyum in it together. What are you in it together?
Right.
Right. You're saying luckily the key
is
never be attained.
Exactly. I said
how many
key?
He's like, hi. It would have been that way.
Right.
Okay, all right, so we'll glean that tomorrow. We'll continue.